This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Speaking of GM's competitors, that's not the only car maker that's making fewer kinds of cars, right? Ford has said it's going to stop selling its Fiesta and its Focus in this country. And we've got more on what other models, other companies might be planning to discontinue. It's online at marketplace.org. All right, so the GM story today is one of economic realities, right? And adjusting to them. Here is another one, but bigger, planet-sized, you could say. A reality that could define all the other economic realities. Late this past Friday, arguably the best time to let loose bad news, the White House released its fourth national climate assessment, and it was, as you've surely heard or read by now, dire. Among the predictions was that if we don't take global warming seriously by the end of this century, the American economy is going to be 10% smaller than it otherwise would have been. So we asked Marketplace's Brie Benishour to ask some experts what that's going to be like.
If you want to know what an economy burdened by climate change looks like 80 years from now, just look around you.
The costs and damages are not just something in the distant future. They're already happening.
Brenda Ekwerzel is director of climate science at the Union of Concerned Scientists and is a co-author of the National Climate Assessment. She gives the example of Western Digital. It's a U.S. company. It produces 60% of its hard drives in Thailand, where there was extreme flooding in 2011.
And they sustained nearly $200 million in losses, and a shipment reduction of over 50% fewer hard drives.
Those shortages doubled the price of hard drives on the global market for a while, affecting U.S. companies like Apple, HP, and Dell. That is just one company, one supply chain. Climate change means more and more extreme natural disasters, and we will all be footing the bill, says Francis Moore at the University of California, Davis.
What you're going to see is increasing government spending on and private spending on adapting and just responding to these extreme events.
Every year, the U.S. would be laying out hundreds of billions of dollars, repairing roads, rebuilding infrastructure, adjusting supply chains.
Those funds are being diverted away from kind of other more productive investments that would be leading to a larger economy.
The National Climate Assessment says these costs could be cut in half if the world abided by the emissions levels in the Paris Climate Agreement, from which the U.S. has withdrawn. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.